I'm beyond excited to be here with you today. I'm happy to be here. I travel a lot, and I do this a lot, and I'm still excited about preaching. I'm still excited about the things of God. In Psalms 119, verse 30, David says that I have chosen the path of faithfulness. And he goes on to say, I have chosen the path, the way, and the things of God. And I want you to know today that I have chosen the path of faithfulness. I have chosen the things of God. I love faithfulness, commitment, and the things of God more than money, gold, silver, or the things of this earth. 3 billion people on the face of the earth, they go to bed hungry every night. And 4 billion people on the earth, they go to bed hungry for what is coming every night. And I say unto you, in the name of Jesus, let's go and feed the hungry. Amen. Hey, have your Bible turn to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. So I'm going to ask my good friend Mitch Golden Bowl to stand, and just the honor of the reading of scripture. If you have a Bible, follow along. If you don't, just listen.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' age, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses.
Thank you. In Joshua chapter 1, in our main passage of scripture, God said to Joshua, my servant, your mentor, Moses, is dead. Joshua, it is a new time. It is a new day. It is a new generation. Joshua, I want you to take the Israelites, my people, and I want you to take them, and I want you to advance them into the holy land. And people of God, I want you to know something today. God's command is still the same today. God is saying, and God is calling many people in the body of Christ to arise, to get up, to wake up, and to advance and to go after what God has promised you. To arise, to advance, and to get up, and to go after what God has placed, what God has promised, what God has put on the inside of you. It's time for us to fight for our dreams, for our visions. It's time for us to fight for our innermost desires. It's time for us to fight for our, it's time for you to fight for your destiny, for your desire, for your dream, and for your demand. If you believe that, say a good amen.
Amen.
Now, in the Old Testament, there was a custom, I guess, there was a tradition. The tribes in Israel, all 12 tribes, and I know if you're a theologian or in the Old Testament, you may say this. 10, there's more than 12 tribes, but just for the sake of time, 12 tribes in the Old Testament at a certain point of place in Joshua's time, and all the tribes in Israel during that time, God gave them a lot of land. And within the 12 tribes, every tribe and every family member was assigned land. Every tribe was assigned a lot of land, and every family member in every tribe in Israel was assigned a nice piece of land. And God made a great promise to the Israelites. God gave them a lot of land. We're talking about miles and acres and big time land. We're talking about from the great desert of Lebanon all the way to the great Euphrates River, and all the way to Syria, present-day Syria, and all the way to the Nile River and most of Egypt. People of God, that is a lot of land. All they had to do, Joshua and his people, all they had to do was to go and to arise and to awake and to advance, to approach. All they had to do was to believe. All they had to do was to believe in what God promised them and to obey the voice of God and to go after that promise, to fight for that blessing, to fight for that promise. And I want you to know that in the Old Testament, Joshua, he was a type and he was a shadow of Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ, he is a type and shadow of Joshua. In the Old Testament, Joshua prayed and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And in the New Testament, Jesus prayed and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. In the Old Testament, Joshua, he led his people into the promised land. In the New Testament, Jesus is leading his people into the land of promises. In the Old Testament, Joshua led his people into a physical place, into a place that you can see that was touchable. In the New Testament, Jesus is leading his people into a place that's not touchable, that you cannot see. It's invisible, but it's a special place. It's a big place. It's a place grown with peace, love, and joy, and the things of God. In the Old Testament, Joshua led his people into their destiny, into their promise, into the big time blessing. And Joshua led his people into some physical fights. And at the end of the day, Joshua led his people into the promised land, into the Holy Land, because they were willing to fight. Guess what? In the New Testament, Jesus is leading us. We are going after the promises of God. We're going after the voice of God. We're going after that desire, that demand, that dream. Our job, living in the last days, our job is simply this. We must believe what God says. And we must obey God. And we must be willing to fight the spiritual battles. But it will, as we are fighting these spiritual battles, guess what? Jesus is leading us in every spiritual battle. He's leading you in every situation, every circumstance, every unique battle, every conflict that you are going through, that you will be going through, and you believe that Jesus will lead you. Say good amen for me.
Amen.
So, in Joshua chapter 14, Caleb, he is face to face with Joshua, and they are not having a debate. And Caleb, he's face to face with Joshua, and they're having fellowship, they're great friends. And Caleb says to Joshua, "Joshua, I'm now 85 years old. 45 years ago, you and I, we made it into this land. We believe God. We fought the battles. And Joshua, you're my mentor. You're my best friend. I love you. And it's been a great run. It's been a great dance. And man, what a wonderful thing. But Joshua, I want to communicate something to you today. I want to convey something to you today. Joshua, I love you. But Joshua, you see that piece of land over there? You see that mountain? You see that powerful, precious, tremendous, gorgeous, wonderful mountain over there? Joshua, God promised me that mountain. And I know today, at this point in place in my life, I'm 85 years old. But Joshua, I feel just as strong as when I was 40 years old. And I feel great, and I feel strong mentally. I feel strong spiritually. I feel strong emotionally. And Joshua, I need your permission to go after that promise, to go after that blessing. And yes, I am old, but I feel strong, and I feel good. And Joshua, let me do this. And I know up on that mountain, I know there are giants living there, and I know the Anakites are living there. But if you will let me do this, give me your blessing. I want to fight for this promise. I want to fight for this desire. I want to fight for the vision and the voice of God. And in Joshua chapter 14, verse 12, the Bible says that Caleb says to Joshua, Joshua, in Joshua chapter 14, verse 12, Joshua, give me this mountain. Dare to ask God, give me this mountain. And I just want to pause right here and tell you that in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, Jeremiah, this young man says, when nothing is too difficult with God. In the New Testament, a young man named Luke, in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, Luke says, for nothing shall be impossible with God. And today, Winston Lloyd is saying to the body of Christ today, and I want you to know something. I want to communicate. I want to convey something to you today, that all things are possible with God. God can heal Jesse of cancer. God can heal Eva of cancer, because nothing is too difficult for him. Because our God can do anything, for nothing shall be impossible with him. And I want you to know that all things are possible with God. And Caleb says, Joshua, give me that mountain. It doesn't matter if you're too young. It doesn't matter if you're too old. Or you're like me, in between, baby. Thank you. Ask God, because we serve a great God, and He's great to be praised. And Jesus, not only is He the Son of God, but He is the strong Son of God. And Jesus does all things well. I'm about to get happy this morning, this afternoon, and throughout this whole day. And as I read and study about the life of Joshua and about the life of Caleb, I love these two guys. I love their mindset. They have this wonderful, powerful mindset. They have this mindset that says, you know what? We are willing to leave the known and go into the unknown. We're going to leave the known and go into the unknown. Because in Joshua chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says to Joshua, to Caleb, and to all the Israelites, go this way, for you have never been that way before. Go this way, for you have never been there before. And Joshua and Caleb, they were willing to go. God gave them, oh, this is going to be good for you guys. Ready for this? God gave them a revelation, and they turned that revelation into a revolution. And that is our assignment. That is our job. Take your revelation and turn it into a revolution. Take the voice of God, take your revelation and turn it into a revolution. And a revolution involves hundreds and thousands and millions of people. Are you willing to leave the safe zone and go into the faith zone? Are you willing to leave the safe zone and go into the danger zone? Are you willing to leave the comfort zone and go to a place that's unknown? Are you willing to be a little bit afraid? Are you willing to be a little bit nervous? Are you willing to live by faith? Are you willing to put your confidence, your faith, and trust in the God, this God Almighty? Are you willing to put your confidence and your trust in the strong Son of God? And if you want to put your trust in Jesus, say a good amen for me.
Amen.
Amen. And I love Joshua and Caleb. I love this attitude, this mindset. And see, I'm not all the time. The generation before us and our generation, there's a dangerous mindset. There's a dangerous mindset. There's a dangerous attitude. And this mind is a mindset that says this: we never seen it, we never said it, and we have never done it. We have never seen it, we have never said it, we have never done it, so we're not going to leave the known and go into the unknown. But it's time for us to step out. When you hear the ring of God, I'm going to set you free right now. Up to this point, because I pioneered three different college ministries. That's in three different churches. And the ministry in Oklahoma, still going strong today. The ministry at University of Missouri is still going strong. In fact, Matt, they're running two services right now. How dare they run two services without me? I'm a little jealous. And the ministry in Los Angeles is still going.
to leave the known and go into the unknown. Listen to me. If you hear the wind of God, and I'm going to say this, it's really simple, it's going to set you guys free. I have, and then up this point in place, I have led this coming June, it'll be my 28th time to lead a team into Palm Beach City. 28 times. That's a lot of teams. That's a lot of treasure. That's a lot of talents and tools and trips to a place called Palm Beach, Haiti. All these things. But can I tell you something? I have never heard the audible voice of God. I wish I could hear the audible voice of God, but it's the leading of the presence of God. And when you hear the wind of God, when you hear the breath of God, when you hear the voice of God, that leading, that still small voice, do this for me. Step out. If you will step out, God will make sure somehow, some way, you have something to step on.
Hallelujah.
If you will step out, God will make sure somehow, some way, you have something to step on. Because our God is faithful. That's why in Psalms 119, verse 30, David says, I have chosen the path of faithfulness, because he knew and he knew that God was a faithful God. And Joshua and Caleb, I love this, that they had this mindset. We are going to win, and we're going to help our family members and our friends and our generation to win. And I'm not talking about self-righteousness today. I'm not talking about self-promotion, self-ego, self-pride, self-centeredness, and self-seeking, looking and pursuing and seeking power, title, money, fame, fortune. But what I am talking about today is we must, living in the last days, we as followers of Jesus Christ, we must have this mindset. We must have this attitude. I'm going to win. And your mindset, Brian Citron, is very, very crucial. I'm going to win. And I'm going to win in every situation. I'm going to win in every circumstance. And I'm going to help my family members. I'm going to help my friends. And I'm going to help my generation to win. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, the Apostle Paul says, victory is mine. And the Bible says we are more than overcomers in this life. And the Bible says that we are the head and not the tail. And the Bible says, and the Apostle Paul says, victory is mine. I want you to know that victory is yours and victory is ours. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
It's our time. It's our turn. It's your time. It's your turn. I love reading stories in the book of Joshua, and I love reading stories throughout the whole Testament, from the book of Genesis to the book of Malachi. And I love reading all the great stories and victories and testimonies and miracles in the New Testament, from the book of Matthew to the book of Revelation. But I want to read and hear about your life. I want to hear stories and wins and victories about this fellowship, about this ministry, about your life. And I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't come in the name of Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship. I don't come in the name of the Assemblies of God. I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I want you to know it is time. It is your life. God is raising you up, and your life is a weapon for the kingdom of God. You are made for this moment. It is your time. It is your turn. God gave Esther, in the Old Testament, God gave Esther, this young lady, the land, and she brought about deliverance to millions of Jewish people. She saved millions of lives, and she turned her revelation into a revolution. She made life
better for millions of people. God spoke to Joshua and Caleb, and they led millions of people into the Holy Land. They made life better for millions of people. And in Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Esther's uncle says to her, Esther, you got to understand something today. You were born for such a time as this. And I want the body of Christ to understand something today. You were made for this moment. And your life is a great weapon for the body of Christ and for the kingdom of God and for this city. My goodness, 120,000 people just in this city alone. You have a chance to turn your revelation into a revolution in the name of Jesus Christ. God gave Simon Peter the land. And he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. He preached about the cross to the Jewish people. And he made life better for his generation. God gave the Apostle Paul the land. And he brought the good news to the Gentiles. He preached the good news to the Gentiles. And you know what? The Apostle Paul. What a great man. Anointed. Powerful. He went on and he wrote many books in the New Testament. Okay? And because I'm happy today, and I'm going to give him credit for the book of Hebrews. I know we don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews last day, but I'm going to give him credit for it. I'm going to say he wrote 14 books in the New Testament. And what I'm saying to you is this. It is your time. It is your turn. It is your moment. It is your time not to come up to me after service and say, Pastor Winston, I don't know if he wrote the book of Hebrews. And I want you to know right now, you just come up. I'm just joking around. It's your moment. The people of God. I was born in Saigon, Vietnam. My family and I made it to America in 1975, but we left on the day of the fall of Saigon, April 30, 1975, I was 7 years old, and that day, bloodshed everywhere, thousands of refugees, the Viet Cong, they were shooting everybody, and hundreds of boats trying to leave South Vietnam, and thousands of South Vietnamese people trying to escape Vietnam. And many people died that day, many boats didn't make it, thousands of people died, but that day, somehow, some way, my family, we got on this boat, as we got on this boat, we looked back. Saigon was blown up to pieces. And that day was April 30th, 1975, the day of the fall of Saigon. And I want you to know something. I was born in a Buddhist nation. But God saved, God delivered my family out of that battle and brought us to America. And years later, I went to a service like this, and I heard the message, and I accepted Jesus Christ. And Jesus saved me, sanctified me, baptized me in the Holy Ghost, and called me into the ministry. And all the young people here, if you're 30 years old and under, okay, I'm going to address you right now. I'm 5'8", 170 pounds. English is my second language. Limited on many things. But God is using my life to make a difference. Now the sons of God, they just asked me to join the headquarters. So I'm going to be leaving Los Angeles and moving to the headquarters to try to advance national Pi Alpha. Not just in America, but globally. So I'm hoping to come back here sometime. And I woke up this morning and I'm thinking, maybe someone's coming to check on me. My life? I'm a nobody. We were refugees. God can take my life. My life. God can take your life and use your life and use you to do great efforts and use you to make a difference in this generation. If God can take my life, God use me, and I pioneered 3 different Chi Alpha chapters. Thanks be to Him. Glory be to God. And this coming June, it'll be my 28th time. This is my 28th time to lead a team to find this Haiti. And we're not counting Mexico and other places and traveling. God can use me. He can use you. If you believe that, say a good amen.
Amen.
He's up a great God. And then in a couple minutes, man, you guys are, I'm thrilled because I'm out all the time. And I, everywhere I go, people with me, but I just feel like you guys are really, you zero in on, not on me, but on the Holy God. And I'm encouraged by that. But it's cool to see how great it is out there. Okay? What people want to do is this. And I got to be careful that I'm not taking what I'm experiencing and using it for the body parts that maybe God's doing with me and it's not. Because sometimes preachers, God's speaking to them, convicting them, and the things for the body of Christ is acting for them. The last few weeks, especially from the first 3 weeks of April, come to Jesus. Just spiritual battle. Just different spiritual battle that he's trying to uncut me. Mm-hmm. It's like it was an invisible, it was an invisible battle, but it was tangible. Mm-hmm. And there was a strong, there was a struggle. But this morning I want to zoom in. Some of you are you're being attacked by the enemy. The enemy is trying to take you out. And I'm here to tell you, okay, that there's a battle. You're facing a big time battle and you cannot see it. People cannot see it, but the battle is there. And I want you to know something today. Jesus has you on his mind. You're facing a big time battle. I want you to know that just in a couple of days, just a couple of miles, just a couple steps, maybe in a couple hours or a couple seconds or minutes. So wind of God is going to come and you can experience that special, unique, big time blessing. This battle you're going through, it's a great battle. You know why? Because it's a great result coming. There's a big time miracle coming. There's a breakout coming. There's a great answer coming. There's a great solution coming. And some of you guys, you don't know the next step, the next chapter of your life, and the way of God's going to come, you can experience that win, and you will know the next step, the next chapter of your life. Amen? Mm-hmm. You bow your heads right now. And I'm not going to call you up here and pray for you, because we're almost out of time. Every morning I get up, and I make coffee, and I spend time with God. I just want to know who I'm praying for. Today you say, Pastor Winston, I'm going through a big time battle. I'm going through a spiritual battle. It's a big time battle, but I know now God is with me. I want you to know he has you on his mind. You're going through a battle. You want someone to be praying for you. You want someone to be standing out for you. You want Winston Boo to be praying for you. And if you raise your hand, it's not only a sign that I will pray for you, but it's a sign of faith, of saying, God, I put my trust and confidence in you. Some trust in chariots, some in the horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. You're going through a big battle, and you want someone to pray for you, and you want to raise your hand. Go ahead, raise your hand now. Yeah. Wow. Yes. 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 Hands up. Up across the building. Yes. And I want you to know that every hand that's raised right now, it is symbolic of your faith and trust in him. And I will be praying for you. And I may not know your name and your history and your background, but God knows every life, every situation, every feeling, every emotion in this place. Amen? You put your hands down right now.